twice deported Honduran charged with sexual assault of preteen girl. By Bob Price on September 16, 2020. Houston, Texas, a twice-deported Honduran national is facing multiple felony charges including continuous sexual abuse of a child and aggravated assault with serious bodily injury. Police arrested the man as he reportedly prepared to flee to Honduras. On September 10, Jose Martinez Lopez, a 42-year-old Honduran national, entered a residence in southwest Houston and allegedly sexually assaulted a girl under the age of 13. According to information obtained from Houston Police Department officials, he then reportedly cut the girl's throat with a box cutter. Court records obtained by Breitbart Texas indicate. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Enforcement and removal operations officials informed Breitbart Texas that their officers deported Martinez Lopez on two occasions, June 4, 2010, and July 21, 2011. Officials stated another little girl heard the victim's cries for help. Martinez Lopez then allegedly locked the girls in a room and set it on fire in an attempt to cover up his crimes, the official continued. Information obtained by Breitbart Texas indicates Martinez Lopez has been deported from the United States on at least two prior occasions and is illegally present in the U.S. at this time. Immigration officials placed a detainer on the subject, Harris County court records indicate. Court records indicate Martinez Lopez is charged with continuous sexual abuse of a child, a first-degree felony, and aggravated assault with serious bodily injury, also a first-degree felony. A criminal complaint provided to Breitbart Texas by the Harris County District Clerk's Office details the duration of the alleged sexual abuse. The now 11-year-old girl told Houston police investigators that Martinez Lopez began touching her private parts on or about February 22, 2016, the complaint states. He allegedly repeated the sexual assault through January 29, 2019. The young girl, referred to in the complaint as KMM, told police the man began staying in their home because their mother could not pay the bills, the report indicates. She alleged that he began touching her private parts a lot of times in the back and in the front. She alleged the assaults happened in the same bed where her mother and sister were sleeping. She said her mother could not hear her crying because Martinez Lopez allegedly hit her mother in the ear and it became infected. She also alleged the man took nude videos of her and her sister. She also claimed he forced her to lick his private part, the complaint states. KMM continued her outcry statement indicating that at another time when she was home alone with Martinez Lopez, he allegedly took her clothes off and his. He then allegedly forced her legs apart and performed oral sex on the little girl. On yet another occasion, she said he put his private part in her private part. She said she was only 8 years old at the time. He allegedly threatened to hit her if she told anyone about the incident, the report states. Houston police investigators contacted the mother about the girl's complaint on September 9. The following day, Martinez Lopez allegedly assaulted one of the girls and attempted to set fire to their apartment. The case is in the 182nd Criminal District Court, Judge Daniel Olacayo presiding. The court set bond on each of the two felony charges at $500,000, records indicate. Univision 45's DC Rios first reported the story on September 12. She reported that Martinez Lopez entered the house and ordered one of the girls to take a bath with him. The girl complied with his order but cried out for help. Her sister responded and found the girl on the floor with her neck bleeding. The report states that Martinez Lopez allegedly poured gasoline on the bed and throughout the apartment and set it on fire. Rios also reported that the subject bought a plane ticket to Honduras but missed the flight. He then allegedly attempted to obtain another ticket. Police officers placed him in custody at that time. The Houston Police Department disclosed that a neighbor responded to the cries for help and rescued the girls from the blaze. The assaulted girl was placed in a medically induced coma at a hospital, the official confirmed. Police recovered the blood-stained box cutter. Breitbart Texas reached out to the Harris County District Attorney's Office for additional information about the case. An immediate response was not available. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday Morning Talk Show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook. Editor's note, this article has been updated with additional information about the alleged assaults obtained from a criminal complaint provided by the Harris County District Clerk's Office and with deportation details from ICE officials.